This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got
going
for us, Neff?
With your husband tonight.
My boy.
Yeah, this is crazy.
The
it
road,
is.
We going to hit a few spots. What is you doing while we are? What's going on?
You going to cook for us? What's happening?
Let me find out. Let me find out. All right, Shirley. Now, we got all the egg situation going on.
Price of eggs
are sky high right now. All right. This right here is baby chick. Baby chick.
Baby chick.
Let's go, cat dog. Here it is. Baby chick.
Thank you for calling.
I'm trying to reach Warren, the manager. Is he in?
Hold for me 1 second, please.
This is Warren. Thank you for calling. Can I help you?
Yeah, are you the manager there?
Yes, sir.
Your name Warren?
Yes, sir. This is Warren.
Okay, I need to actually file a lawsuit on y'all, and I'm actually calling you first to let you know that I'm getting ready to file a lawsuit on the whole grocery store for what that happened to me.
Sir, let me get the... Hold on a second. Sir, let me do this. What did you say your name was?
My name is Evans. Evans is my name.
So Evans is your last name. Let me write this down. And you came into my store. Did you have an accident in my store or something? I'm not exactly sure what you're calling about.
I ain't had no accident. What happened was I came in there yesterday and I bought a bunch of groceries and I bought a carton of eggs.
Right.
Now, when I got home, I was checking to make sure the eggs didn't break on the way home. When I got home, there was a baby chick inside the egg carton, man. One of the eggs had hatched and got my kids traumatized. Now, they don't even want to eat breakfast or nothing around here because there's a baby chick inside the carton of eggs. That don't make no sense, man.
Sir, I don't mean to... So you tell me there was a baby chicken, actual chicken in the
egg? There was a baby chick inside the carton of eggs, man.
Okay.
And it got my kids traumatized, man. Don't nobody want to eat nothing.
Sir,
you got eggs if you're just in it no more around here because...
Sir, if you just calm down for 1 second. Listen.
What I told y'all, put that chicken down in there. Put it down. It might have rabies. Say what, sir?
I don't even think that that's possible, first of all. If you had... any idea how this thing comes from the farm to the store, they go over these eggs a countless number of times. And the temperature in the freezer, first of all, wouldn't even allow for a chicken to be alive. If you had a baby,
I don't know how this one got past the system, okay? But what I do know is we got a baby chick over here running around because y'all store ain't doing what y'all supposed to do, man. And now my kids are traumatized behind this.
When did you say you were in here, sir?
I was in there yesterday. I bought the eggs yesterday, man.
Down here at Elm Street?
Yes. I bought them at the grocery store. I sure did.
Okay. Let's do this. Why don't you bring the eggs in to me and the chick?
So now you want me to transport a baby chick back to the grocery store? Look, we already traumatized over here already behind this doggone baby chick, man.
I'm not exactly sure what you are trying to pull here, but I don't think that, first of all, anyone with common sense would tell you that that's not possible, first of all. You can't have a baby chick living in a dozen eggs. There is no possible way that the temperature in my freezers are right above freezing. There's no... Chickens are a fragile creature in the first place. You can't have a little bird is not going to survive the transport from the farm to the factory to my store.
I'm not going to go back and forth with you.
If you want to bring me a dozen eggs, bring the dozen eggs in. If you can catch the chick, catch the chick.
Hey, man, you came, you're supposed to be the manager. You're not supposed to talk to me like this.
So I've been trying to tell you as politely as possible, if you want to bring in the 11 eggs and a chick, I will gladly refund your money, give you another carton of eggs, whatever you want to do. But I am not going to sit here on the phone.
I'm going to file a lawsuit because y'all done traumatized me and my kids.
Sir, listen. All right, let's just bring this down. A lawsuit, sir, over a dozen eggs.
A dozen eggs that got a baby chick in it, man.
Sir, let me get your phone number and some information, and I will talk to my manager. And we will figure this thing out for you because I just don't believe that this would be possible. I don't understand how you would have.
Just leave him over there. Don't touch the chicken.
I just don't believe that this could possibly be happening. So this is unbelievable to me to even get this phone call.
Sir, I don't have time to go back and forth with you about how something happened. All I know is maybe it's a fluke accident, okay? But it happened. My kids are over here playing with a baby chick, and I'm traumatized. I don't even want to ever have breakfast ever again. And I'm going to make so I file a lawsuit on your store and your show.
Me? This has anything to do with me. I didn't do anything except come into work today. You understand what I'm saying? If you want to file a lawsuit,
I'm filing a lawsuit on the grocery store, and I'm filing a lawsuit on the manager, Warren, which is your for giving me a hard time about what I'm telling you that happened.
You ain't even got a hard time out of me yet. You understand what I'm saying? You want a hard time, come down here with those eggs.
I'm bringing the eggs down here, and I'm bringing that baby chick that back out down there too. I'm bringing all of it.
Well, please, because I'd like to see it. How much did you pay for those eggs?
I paid about $2. It ain't about how much I paid for the eggs. It's what you have traumatized me.
Yeah, because I'm going to give you just that much back in the when you get here. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't give a
I got customers out here in line, legitimate people want my attention, and not some jack on the telephone talking about some chicken and a grabbing egg.
Okay, well, let me tell you this, too. Do you have a guy that works at the checkout named Tyron?
Yes.
Okay. Tyron got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Warren, you just got pranked.
What? You kidding me? Hey. Man. Look. Man, how do you come up with chickens going through eggs, man? Man, I swear to God, I got people looking at me in this store like I'm crazy.
Hey, Warren, I got to ask you, man, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Your checkout guy, Tyron, he got you, man.
Yeah, I'm going to get his too. I'm going to put him back in produce. I'm going to take him off the register. How about this? I get him stacking eggs.
There you go.
Boy, if y'all don't give it to this nephew...
I will give it to you.
King of pranks, baby.
Come
King
on,
of
you
pranks.
Get home and one of your eggs then hatched. Come on now. Hello.
Yeah.
You played too much. You loved it, huh?
You don't know how we felt.
That was greatness, y'all.
You loved it.
Yeah, you knocked it out the park.
Well, I'll tell you what right now.
What you think, Uncle?
My daddy opened up a carton of eggs and there's a baby chicken there. That is a nugget.
Another meal, two for one.
That's
a nugget.
That ain't no baby chick. That's a nugget. Boy, look at God.
Cook it up. All right, Charlotte, North Carolina, the nephew is coming to town April 4, 5, 6. The nephew is on the way. Florida, that's Jacksonville, Florida. I'll be at the Florida Theater April 19th. That is Easter weekend. So, Florida, Duval. The nephew is coming your way, and tickets are on sale right now. All right, there you go. That's what's laying in the cut. Way down the line, Louisville, Kentucky. Yeah, that was Memorial Weekend. That's way down the line.
But you're in Lexington right now.
Where?
Work on getting your
I'm gonna ride a horse this weekend.
All right, nephew.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.